Welcome to the Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us today. We'll take your phone calls after the top of the hour news. If you want to jot that phone number down now, it's 541-472-1270. And when you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live. A further programming note coming up this Thursday, an additional talk segment on KAJO Radio in this same time period from 9:30 to 10:30, when we'll welcome to the microphones here former county commissioner and former budget officer for Josephine County, Simon Hare, has agreed to appear. So that's on the schedule right now. We'll keep you informed. Once again, if you have questions for the former commissioner, you can email those to kajo@kajo.com. All right. That being said, we are talking Rotary. If you haven't heard before, welcome once again to the microphones of KAJO. We have a full house today. Let me see. And I'm not sure if all the titles here, but we'll try to get them right. First of all, we'll just go from my left to right, starting off with Tim Quinlan. Tim, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio.
Thank you very much.
And Nelson Mailer, welcome.
Thank you, Jack.
And young lady, what's your name? I don't recognize you.
Cassie Callis.
The voice is familiar. We're being facetious here. Of course, Cassie, a workmate here at KAJO, Grants Pass Broadcasting. You hear mostly on some other radio stations, but that's all right. We're talking Rotary today, and let's see. Let me get the titles here. Tim, they put you at the one end of the table here, so we'll just start with you. Title and what's coming up?
I am the president of the Grants Pass Rotary Club. It is the Wednesday noontime club. We have three clubs in Grants Pass, and I'm at the Wednesday club. We have a Thursday lunch club and a Friday morning club, and one in Cave Junction.
All right. And Nelson.
Well, currently, I am the district governor, and the Rotary District that we live in here basically starts up at Lincoln City, goes over to Madras, and straight down to the city or to the state line, dipping into California. We have about 61 Rotary clubs, 4 Rotaract clubs, about 24 Interact clubs, nearly 3,000 people part of Rotary, and 55,000 square miles.
So you must do a little traveling.
A little bit.
A bit of traveling here. What is happening? Why are we sitting here today? We have something coming up, don't we? A pretty big deal for Grants Pass and Josephine County here and Rotary.
Yeah, absolutely. Once a year, the entire district gets together for a celebration and recognition of all the good work and service that we do within our district. And this year, we're bringing it to Grants Pass. I can tell you that the last time it was here was nearly 40 years ago, so this is going to be pretty much new to a lot of folks, but I think it's a wonderful opportunity to really learn about Rotary and all the great work that Rotary has done within this community.
All right. I want to move over to Cassie here. All right, Cassie, why are you here?
Well, I'm here because I have really just fallen in love with Rotary. It is such an incredible organization. I joined about 2 years ago and kind of got thrown into the wolves a little bit. There's usually a process, but I ended up joining the board of directors for our Grants Pass Club and have helped with some of the promotion and marketing of the district conference that is coming up. And so I'm here just to speak on how absolutely incredible Rotary is and encourage people to join.
All right, let's talk about the event that's coming up here. First of all, what are the dates?
So the dates are Friday, May 16th. Through Sunday, the 18th of May.
So a little more than 2 weeks away.
That's right.
All right. And how many people are we anticipating arriving at Grants Pass?
We currently have 204 people registered for the event. As Nelson said, coming from all over our district. I don't have a breakdown of how many are local and how many are coming from outside. We're hoping to get maybe bump into our deadline for registration is this coming weekend, this Friday. So we're hoping to get up to 225, maybe as high as 250 with last-minute sign-ups.
All right. So what events are planned here, and is it just Rotarians taking place? What? Give me an idea of what's going on. Anybody here on the panel?
Okay, I can start with that. We're going to kick it off Friday afternoon with a District 5110, that's the number of our district, golf tournament at the Grants Pass Golf Club. And those will be, I think, all Rotarians. I'm not exactly sure, but we're hoping to have about 30 golfers coming, joining us from all over the district.
Ah, okay. So we're starting off with a golf tournament here, and I'm assuming that's just for Rotarians.
Not necessarily, no.
Well, how do we take advantage of that then?
We've had sign-up sheets. Go to www.rotary5110.com and sign up. The link is right there, and you can sign up for any of the events that we'll be talking about this morning.
Oh, any of the events. So we're just getting started with this golf tournament. All right.
That's right.
All right, Nelson, what's next on the agenda?
So also on Friday, if you're not a golfer, we also have a wine tasting tour that's available, same start time at 1 o'clock. In the afternoon at 2 o'clock, if you'd like to stroll and take advantage of the historic downtown Grants Pass area, there'll be a guided tour there as well. Later that evening, 6 o'clock, is a Western-themed barbecue dinner at the Justin County Fairgrounds, which is truly the opening session of the event itself.
All right. So really Friday night with that. That's really when things begin.
That's right. Right.
So there's lots of recreational opportunities, it sounds like. What about the business of Rotary here? Because we have a statewide gathering here. What's going to happen with Rotary? What do we expect to have happen? Do we have an agenda? Any one of those questions, anybody can jump in.
I'll take that one, Chuck. So on Saturday, during the daytime, we will gather together at the Grants Pass High School Performing Arts Center. And it's there where you'll have a continental breakfast at 8 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, the program starts. And we're bringing in four keynote speakers. And these folks are coming in from all parts of the country, and they're going to talk about Rotary, what does it mean, and what kind of impact that Rotary has, not only locally here amongst our district, but also worldwide. We have another speaker that will talk about how to overcome diversity and disability and what that means and how Rotary has helped people do that. And then we also have a representative coming in talking about the Gates Foundation, who have been instrumental in helping us eradicate polio from the world. And then lastly, we have a lady who has been on our Rotary International Board and our Rotary International Foundation trustees. And she's going to talk about all the wonderful things that she's been able to do through Rotary in her while she's lived in South Africa. So she was an operating supervising nurse when they did the first open heart surgery over there and has done a lot of work helping the people in Africa. And just a whip smart and just a kick in the pants type speaker. So that's our day at the PAC, at the Performing Arts Center.
But, keynote speakers. Do we have names here that would be recognizable to the general public?
Probably not. But that,
all right. That's fair.
But yeah. Incredibly interesting nonetheless.
Yes,
say that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, just the bios that you outlined here were intriguing, certainly.
Yeah.
All right. Let's continue with the business portion of what we hope to accomplish here.
Yeah. So what we're really doing is hoping to share with everyone in attendance what's Rotary all about, why it's important, and why should you continue to not only give up your time, your talents, and your treasury, but if you're not part of Rotary, why is it important to maybe consider becoming part of Rotary? I think what we're going to do is show people exactly what Rotary has done in this community, and not only here locally, but also abroad, not only within the country, but also internationally. And so we will also highlight some of our incoming Rotary Youth Exchange students who have come from other countries just to visit here, us. And what they bring to us is really that of an ambassador from their country, really, when you think about it. And so they will be here. We'll have lots of representation from the youth within the Rotary who will be here. It is a wonderful way to really kind of see Rotary at a broader picture, not just from the club level, but also at the district level.
All right. Tim, let's bring you into this. And tell me about the local clubs here now, because we've got, as I understand, three or four local clubs,
correct,
including Illinois Valley. Am I correct there?
Correct. There's four.
Okay.
There's four in Josephine County.
Okay. And everybody's participating.
They are all not only participating, the four clubs are actually the hosts of the conference.
Right.
We've had a committee made up of representatives from all four of the clubs going for the last year and a half in preparing for this. So the Illinois Valley Club has roughly 30 members. Our club is the biggest. We have 104 members currently. Actually, our club was the first one here. We're 101 years old now. We celebrated our 100th birthday last year. And our club was responsible for spawning the other three clubs in the community. Thursday Club is a club of about 75 people. They meet at noontime as well, a lunchtime meeting. And then the Friday Club is a more of a business-friendly club because they meet at 7 o'clock on Friday morning so people can have their breakfast and then get off to their job.
All right, just one little broadcast note here because I know that you like to emphasize those points, but when you pound on that that desk there that travels up that big stick there and right into the microphone, and it's a little distracting to our friends here.
Okay.
So make your gestures, but not on the table. All right. Okay.
Got it.
So you've been planning for this for a year and a half. Is that what I understand?
At least. Nelson has had us going for maybe closer to 2 years. But we set up a committee, actually, of about 50 members of all of these clubs, all four clubs, with about 14 subcommittees, all focusing on special areas of what's going to happen of the events.
And everybody's working together?
Yes, of course. That's what Rotary is. You know, it's funny. You know, Nelson talked a bit about Rotary around the world.
Our local governments could take a little lesson there.
I'm a relatively new Rotary member. I'm only 6 years in Rotary, and I've had the opportunity when I travel a little bit on vacation to go and visit other clubs around the country. And when you walk in there, you feel like you're a member of their family. So Rotary is like a big family.
Right. Tell me about some of the projects going on here in the local area and in Grants Pass and Josephine County.
Well, the biggest one that our club has been involved in, and this year will be the 75th annual, is the Grants Pass Rotary Track Meet at the high school. That's an invitational track meet that has, in the last few years, has had 30-plus clubs with 600 athletes coming from all over Oregon to it, so, and Northern California as well. And we've raised last year we raised about $28,000 for the track at the for the track program at the school.
All right. Well, as kind of a sports aficionado here, we've got to point out that that track meet has national implications. The fellow by the name of Dick Fosbury out of North
That's
Bedford
correct.
High School made his very first Fosbury flop at the Rotary track meet here in Grants Pass, Oregon. I can't tell you the year, but and they're still doing that same technique to get over that high bar right through the Olympics. So the Rotary track meet has had a significant impact worldwide.
That's exactly right.
Worldwide. Yeah. All right. So that's just a little thing here, but I know Rotary goes much deeper than that.
Yes. No. Rotary's vision really is to create a world where people can unite and take action to create lasting change globally in their communities and with themselves. So over the years, the Rotary clubs here in Josephine County have done marvelous things. We helped create and build out two parks here in our community, the Morrison Centennial Park and the Reinhardt Volunteer Park. We have raised funds to put all-weather tracks at all four public high schools. We have raised funds to provide the seed money that then turned into a block grant that helped build up the food processing and distribution center at the food bank. We've helped raise money that built out the teen center at the Boys and Girls Club. We have renovated one of the buildings out there at the Josephine County Fairgrounds. We have helped the Wildlife Images put in a pavilion. So we have done a lot of work within this community to really make a significant and sustainable difference. And I think that's part and parcel to who we are as Rotarians. I mean, when we live in this community, we love this community, and we say to ourselves, how is it that we can give back? What kind of service can we provide that's meaningful, that's significant, and that will sustain far into the future? And that's the call that we as Rotarians answer.
Cassie, you were nodding your head vehemently during that one here. As a board member, and I'm not sure what other duties you have there, I suspect of some, but what do you agree with here? Why are you, I think you're a relatively new member compared to these other gentlemen.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I've only been a member for about 2 years, but I think that was what was so intriguing to me about Rotary, and I think something that people also maybe don't understand, and my point being is that, number one, yeah, they're out there doing absolutely incredible things for the community that are making a real difference. And so when I started seeing Rotary that, you know, they were involved in this and they were doing this gift for the community and so on and so forth, I know that it had really stirred me like, well, how can I be a part of this project? And I kind of thought that it needed to be like you had to be asked, right, to join into Rotary. And it was actually Kate Lasky at the library that approached me one day and said, hey, have you ever thought about Rotary? I didn't realize it was something that if I was interested, I could just reach out and say, hey, how can I be a part of this organization? And so, I mean, even just the little things that build Rotary into the integrity that this organization is. I mean, every Wednesday when we start off our meeting, Tim gets us up and leads us in that four-way test. And we had a visitor to Rotary actually just a couple of weeks ago, and I saw her again later, and I said, well, are you going to join us or what? And she goes, I am. She's got an election that she's trying to get through right now, but she said after that, she's definitely going to join, because even the four-way test really touched her in that, you know, is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? Will it be beneficial to all concerned? And I do love our very last tagline for our organization, and that is it fun? Because not only are you doing great things and giving back to the community, but I really appreciate the community of people that I've got to meet with in Rotary, and we all have a blast while doing it. So, yeah, it's a great organization.
I was going to ask about the four-way, and you just outlined that for us. So you took my question away. So for that reason, I've got to play a commercial here.
Okay.
So you understand commercials here.
I do.
This is a commercial business. We'll be right back, folks.
Military vet.
Install confidence.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us on the Tuesday Talk Show. Once again, Rotary guest in studio today. We have Tim Quinlan, Nelson Mailer, and Cassie Kellis all standing by at our board right here, waiting to answer your questions about Rotary, and we'll have your questions right after the top of the hour news. In the meantime, I have a question or two, because it's been mentioned that if you want to join Rotary, all you need to do is really reach out. So if I do reach out, what am I going to be told? Tim, first of all, what am I going to be told if I want to reach out? What is the commitment to Rotary?
The commitment is to become part of it, to join a committee that you're interested in, so that you can do things that you like doing for the community or for the world. There is dues every year, and there is a Rotary Foundation that we encourage people to contribute to, because if you contribute to the foundation, the nice thing about the Rotary Foundation is if you contribute to that, 3 years later, half of those contributions come back to the district for us to be able to use in our projects.
So that's what creates the funding in order to do those same projects that was listed here. And it was an impressive list of projects here locally. That's all right. Exactly. You mentioned committees that you could be part of that I might be interested in if I were to reach out and join. What are some of those committees? What are some of those areas that you can take part in?
We have numerous ones. A membership committee, of course, which is one of our important ones to make sure members are properly introduced to everybody and get involved at the outset. The marketing committee that Cassie's taken over. We have the foundation committee, which they look after our foundation and our donors from there. We also have the track meet committee for our club. We have service projects that we do from time to time. This year, they've done a couple service projects. One, we went out to the Kirby Boys and Girls Club and helped paint there back in the fall. So there's always something going on. Just to give an idea of other things that are going on in the community from the other clubs, people might know that the Porch Fest, that one is run by our Thursday club, the Rogue Gateway Club. They do that every year. First Crush is the Friday Morning Club has that. So people would be familiar with that, I'm sure.
All right, so there, Eric, do you have a particular one that you work with in your spare time when you're not being president?
Well, I got a real quick introduction to committees because I got a call a few years back from a lady that I didn't really even know and asked if I would be interested in taking over the track meet committee. Well, I had joined it, but I hadn't really been involved because we had COVID then. So I said, okay, I'll do it. Little did I know how involved that was. That is a big, because you've got a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of moving parts. So that's where we set up this subcommittee plan. So we had like 12 subcommittees taking care of all the things that needed to be done. So that was a real baptism under fire. But I will say that helped me prepare for taking on the presidency a few years later.
All right. Is the track meet ready to go?
Track meet is a week from this Saturday. It's okay. It's ready.
All right. Well,
And I think it is worth noting, so it is Saturday, May 10th, and and I'm just throwing this out there. Did we get confirmation? Is there going to be a flyover again this year at the track meet?
Yes, there is. There's going to be a flyover.
Good. We let the community know we're not under attack. It's just really cool at the track meet this year.
I want to say start time is usually about 10 o'clock in the morning. Is that when we get the flyover?
That's about just before 10.
Just before 10. All right. Okay. So look, that'll be the sound of freedom. All right, Nelson, what, other than being governor in your spare time, what are your favorite activities with Rotary?
Well, I think something that resonates through all of us, it's having a passion to give back into this community. And that's part and parcel why people want to engage and be part of the Rotary organization. It's, a lot of times people not sure what they can do to help, but when they join together with Rotary, Rotarians actually truly make a difference. And it's that difference that makes them feel very proud. One of the more well-known projects that Rotary's been working on since the mid-80s is the eradication of polio in the world. And we have been working diligently since that commitment to the children that Rotary made to eradicate polio. And now we're literally down to just two countries, Pakistan and Afghanistan. And to this year, I think we've had probably a dozen wild cases of polio. But once we go to zero cases of polio for 36 months or 3 years, the World Health Organization will declare the world polio-free because of Rotary.
All right. Well, I'm quite frankly amazed at that commitment because I go back to some of the early days. I was walked through the gym and given a little cube of sugar and have been polio-free, and all of my friends have been polio-free for the most part. But now we're down to just two countries where polio still exists. And is there a goal? Do we have a line drawn in the sand for those countries? Or those two might be a little tough place to get.
Absolutely correct, Chuck. Those two are kind of fighting with one another right now, so it's really hard to bring in the volunteers.
Tough to crawl underneath the bullets.
Yeah, yes. That's right. So although we do great work there as ambassadors, talking and working with the community leaders in those two countries, because of their fighting, it makes it difficult to bring in the vaccine and to be able to administer those drops to each of those children there that might be affected by the polio. But I think that we are Rotarians, so we finish what we start, and we will accomplish this goal.
All right. I'm going to move right on down here to Cassie. I'm not ignoring you, my dear, but what is your role and what did you pick up? Did I hear marketing?
Yes.
Are you qualified for that?
I hope I'm qualified for that. Actually, like I said, it was a little bit of a different situation. So when you join, what's kind of nice is that the whole group there is really great about getting new members plugged in. I mean, it's always a little bit intimidating when you join an organization, especially like ours that have been around for now over 100 years. They're so great about welcoming you in and getting you plugged in right away into these different committees, maybe finding your niche and what you're good at and letting you kind of flex your skills in that. So when you do start in Rotary, you are what they call a red badge, right? That's like the newbie. And there's a couple of things that you need to do in order to earn what is your blue badge, which means you're a full-fledger at that. And some of this, it's not intimidating. It's not anything too crazy. Like they have you go and sit down at another club's, meeting so that you can see how that goes. You get to get up and give what I kind of call like an all about me speech like you used to do maybe in elementary school, and so that way people can get to know you a little bit and really just kind of integrate you into the club. But when I was a red badge, I was approached and there was a need on the board that had to be filled that was kind of in my wheelhouse, you could say. And so I skipped over a step for a half a second there, and I joined the board in helping with marketing and communications and different things like that.
So you
that.
Skipped a step?
Well, Chuck,
okay.
I did.
We know how it works here. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I'm up to date now. I think I do have a red badge after that. So, that's really good. And, I've just really enjoyed the people and getting immersed in that, and the faces and things like that. So that's been my go-to. I will say I was also very shocked because, again, I kind of saw it just from a local aspect of, well, you know, you help with the parks and the tracks and just doing cool things within the community. But then when I learned about all the other moving pieces and mechanisms, not just on a local level, but on a global level, it was really exciting. And so the work that they do with polio and their exchange student program is just class A. I mean, we've had some of the exchange students come and tell us about themselves during our Rotary meetings, getting to see the things that they have here and the opportunities, and also then sending people from our community to other places. And so as time goes on, and that might be something that I might be interested in also kind of dipping my toes into.
All right. Well, if you want to dip your toes in, stay tuned, because we've got more to come from a Rotary and a major event coming here statewide to Grants Pass in a couple of weeks. You're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show. A brief programming note. We'll continue with a specific talk segment coming up this Thursday from 9:30 to 10:30, when we welcome former County Commissioner and former Budget Officer for Josephine County, Simon Hare, to the microphones of KAJO Radio. That is on the schedule right now and confirmed as we speak. The number to call if you have a question or comment for our guest, and the phone lines are open now if you have a question, is 541-472-1270. And when you hear the sound of the radio coming back through your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live. In the meantime, let's go back to our guest today. Welcome once again to the microphones of KAJO, representing Grants Pass, Josephine County Rotary Clubs, Nelson Mailer, Tim Quinlan, and Cassie Kellis. Rotarians, thank you very much for joining us today. A big event coming up within a couple of weeks, about a little over 2.5 weeks, welcome statewide Rotarians here into Grants Pass. And some special events have been planned there. We talked about what was going on early. There's a golf tournament on Friday afternoon and a dinner on Friday night out at the fairgrounds. What else is available? And this is not just limited to Rotarians, as I understand. If you're interested, come out, meet the Rotarians, take part. Nelson, you want to run down what's coming up all over the weekend here and how long it's going to last?
Absolutely. So we start on Friday the 16th of May, and that evening we have a Western themed barbecue dinner at the fairgrounds. Then Saturday during the day, we will be at the Grants Pass High School Performing Arts Center, and that's really where we have four keynote speakers really talking about Rotary and the difference Rotary has made, not only locally but also abroad. And then later,
and if I'm interested in those keynote speakers, I can attend.
Absolutely. Everyone can attend. It is open to the public. So, and we would encourage people to come in and learn about Rotary. And I think you too, if you're not a part of Rotary, will be intrigued and want to learn more and perhaps even join Rotary. And we would welcome that opportunity to have that discussion with you. Later that evening, Saturday evening, the 17th, is really our grand celebration. That's going to be at the Boys and Girls Club here in town with a theme of hats off to the magic of Rotary. We will have a couple keynote speakers there. We'll have some recognition of hardworking Rotarians throughout the district, and it'll be a wonderful way to bring a formal close to the event itself. And then Sunday is just optional activities that people like to participate, say, in a jet boat tour or go out and explore the National Cave Monument out there in Cave Junction. They're welcome to do so.
All right. So, and this is for statewide, and I think we established earlier we expect 225 to 250 attendees, and everything is ready for it. Lots of hotel rooms available. Tim,
that was an important part of our committee 2 years ago, getting that.
Tim, that little white button there. See what I mean?
And I didn't even pound on anything. yes, we have Doug Bradley has been very active in helping us with the hotels, and we've had the registration has been done through our internal system for the hotels, and so we've had plenty of rooms and no problems with that. We've got the VIP staying as well, being looked after. One other thing that's going on Saturday that might be of interest is during the day, while the events are going on, there's going to be displays all around the PAC Center of club service projects. The Polio Plus is going to have the Iron Lung there, so there's going to be other things to look at of what Rotary does besides sitting in the room listening to speeches.
I'm surprised. to hear you mention the iron lung. I didn't even realize those things still existed. I haven't seen pictures of those hosts since, well, I won't date myself here, but a long time ago. So we'll have one of those on display.
Yes.
An ugly machine, but a lifesaver at the same time. So you've got to look at it two ways here.
It is very intimidating.
There's no question about that. That'll be there. What else can we look forward to seeing there or taking part in?
Well, there's going to be the youth are going to be active. There's going to be a speech contest from some of our youth students. We're going to have our youth exchange are going to be there representing their countries. They'll have exhibits of their countries. There'll be a little bit of talent from them as well. So it's going to be some entertainment as well as speeches integrated. So it should be a very interesting day and a fun day for people to come.
All right. Can you tell me more about the speeches these young people are going to bring in, the speech contest?
Yeah.
That's intriguing.
Yeah. The speech contest is based on our four-way test. They do a speech on how the four-way test applies to various parts of their life or the outside world.
All right, so. And the exchange students. What countries do we have a handle on? What countries are going to be represented?
Well, we have an exchange student from Finland this year. She'll be there. Very personable young lady. She was very took a big part in the play, the musical at the high school this year.
Yeah.
I don't know all the other countries. Nelson might know better, but. We typically have 20 to 30 exchange students in our district from around the world.
We have that many here in our district?
In our district, yeah.
Okay. All right. How many do we expect to show here? Do you have a handle on that, Nelson?
Yes, we do. We have students that have come in and also students that are scheduled to go out. Altogether, we should have about 35 of those folks in attendance at this event.
All right. If I'm a student, you say scheduled to go out. We're talking about local people going where?
Going to different countries.
How do I get involved?
Connect with any of the Rotarians, and we'll be able to help make that happen. It's a wonderful, high-end program that's put together that's reasonably priced when compared to other programs throughout the country and throughout the world. It is supported by Rotary International and the clubs that sponsor them. So this is a wonderful opportunity to send students. They're juniors that would go to different countries. And we have two different programs. We have the nine-month program, which is the standard one, the one that most of the students are really looking to do. But we also have a shorter-term program where you would go abroad for, say, a month in another country, and then you would come back and bring somebody with you that would then stay here for a month. But both of them are an opportunity for to have what I'm going to call a cultural exchange. This is really where you get to really learn and appreciate other cultures, other communities, other countries, and how they see things. And I think when that type of things happen, the world becomes a lot smaller.
Absolutely. And I'll just share with you one. I have a high school exchange student from Switzerland that I am still in contact with on Facebook. So that's worldwide, and that's forever.
Growing up, my family hosted a Rotary exchange student, and she is still a very dear friend. She's got two kids. She's back in Germany, and she was at my wedding. I mean, just it was a really, really cool experience.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me share with you something that we're very proud of. 30 years ago, we took in a Rotary exchange student from Poland. And she stayed with a family here. And during those years afterwards, they stayed in contact with the host families over here. Right at the beginning of COVID, she called and contacted them and said, hey, I'm a doctor now, and the war is breaking out in Ukraine, and they need a couple pieces of medical equipment to help those folks that are getting prepared for stabilization before they can go into surgery to get fixed. Do you think your club can help us raise $3,000 to $5,000 US dollars? And we'll buy the equipment, we'll deliver it to the hospitals in Kyiv. But if you can help us, that would be a wonderful opportunity to really make a difference here in Ukraine. And wouldn't you know it, that because of that relationship that was established 30 years ago and the Rotarians in this community, that 2.5 months later, we raised $95,000 and we sent not only two pieces of equipment, but probably another 10 more, plus other medical supplies and equipment, so that the hospitals in Kyiv and Ukraine can better support those folks that are of injury and needed more help.
Rotary Impact Worldwide. For a lifetime. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue in a moment.
When you enjoy
Welcome back, everyone. If you have a question about Rotary, this is the place to be, and the number to call, 541-472-1270. And one of our guests here from Tim Quinlan and Nelson Mailer to Cassie Kellis will have an answer for your questions here. We're looking at, in about 2.5 weeks here, a district meeting here in Grants Pass. Lots of people coming in for that. Is there anything that we have overlooked here? I know that we're inviting people to be part of Rotary and giving them reasons to do so. Right now, let's throw out a contact. Do I contact a Rotarian? Is there a phone number? Do I go online? What is the best way to do that? Let's throw this one to Cassie.
Yeah, actually, right now, we're just really encouraging people to sign up for the district conference. And you can kind of pick and choose what events you want to do. It's $75 a ticket for either the Friday night dinner, the Saturday night dinner. It's $25 for the day conference at the PAC building. And so, and you can kind of piecemeal together too. Do you want to go on a jet boat ride? Do you want to, play in the golf tournament? This is extremely customizable. I mean, of course, we would love everybody to come out for every single event, but we just would love to see you at the conference. And so again, this is open to Rotarians and non-Rotarians too. If you want to just get out there and socialize and have a little fun. So the easiest way to sign up, and again, you can pick and choose your events, is by going to RotaryDistrict5110.com, and that's 5110.com, and that's where you can grab your ticket, secure your spot, and get ready to have some fun with us, because it's coming up very quickly. We're hoping that everybody can get registered no later than Monday of next week, and the district conference is May 16th through the 18th.
Give me that address one more time.
Rotary District 5110.com.
Radio believes in repetition.
We'll
hit that one.
Exactly. We will hit that one again.
We'll hit that one again. There's no question about it. Nelson, what are you looking forward to most with this event coming into town here?
Really, what I'm looking forward to is to bring people together to learn about Rotary, to celebrate all the wonderful accomplishments we've had this year about through Rotary, and to really feel that the people are have an opportunity to express the joy and the sense of accomplishment and personal satisfaction of the work and the service that they give to Rotary, and have that be a basis upon which we can continue to build within this community and abroad.
All right, Tim, how about you? What are you looking forward to most this week, that big weekend?
The golf tournament, probably.
I knew that was coming. Yep.
I don't dare ask your handicap, do I?
No.
Okay, good.
But I am a very good customer golfer. I can lose to anybody without trying. No, really, I'm looking forward to seeing fellow Rotarians who I either know or don't know coming from all over the district, as well as people that are interested in a Rotary coming, that we hope that this is piquing an interest in people, because I get a lot of questions. What is Rotary about? Now, hopefully we're going to uncover that mystery for a lot of people. And one of our committees we have is a follow-up committee for anybody that's interested in learning more about Rotary after the conference. They will be contacted by a member of that committee to see if there is a fit for them in one of our clubs.
All right. So if you want to take part of it, just have some fun with Rotary. And then if you're really intrigued by the organization, you can certainly be part of it. And there are ways to do that here. Yeah. Just ask a Rotarian. No problem. Now, I have one more question for you, Tim, here quickly. I understand that a golf ball's life is about 7 or 8 rounds. Have you ever had one ball last that long?
I have a hard time getting him 7 or 8 holes.
I understand. I've lost that many.
Once in a while, when I do come off with the same ball I started with, I usually have had a pretty good round.
All right. We just have to have a little humor in there every now and then, because I can certainly identify with that. At one time, I was playing a course that had a little river running through it in Alaska, and every time I'd go by, I'd just sacrifice one.
To the golf gods.
To the golf gods. Here, let the rest of them fly straight and true. All right, a little tangent there. Once again, we're talking about Rotary and a big event coming up here. We've been working on this one for a year and a half. Are there people that we want to recognize that have really put forward the effort and perhaps their pocketbook here helping to make this thing come through for Grants Pass here? And it's certainly going to be an economic bellwether for Grants Pass.
Chuck, we've had tremendous support from the community. We've got a list of probably 25 sponsors, starting with our club, the Rotary Club. All the Rotary Clubs in Josephine County have helped sponsor. Pacific Power, Southern Oregon Sanitation, Grants Pass High School, of course, by providing their facility. The Boys and Girls Club by giving us their facility for Saturday night. The Visit Grants Pass has been very helpful in planning all the activities for people that they want and helping them see as much of Grants Pass as they can while they're here for the weekend. We've had a tremendous creative designer, Van Dusen Design, help us with all of our marketing materials. Four Way Foundation, Gates Furniture, First Community Credit Union, Oregon Community Foundation, KLDR, KAJO, KOBI, The Daily Courier, Holiday Inn Express. So we've had tremendous support from the community in helping us put this together for the first time in 40 years. So it's a big event for Grants Pass, and we're looking forward to showing off our beautiful city to the rest of our district.
How did we draw the short straw or the long straw here in this case? How did we make this happen?
You can blame that on Nelson.
Okay. It's your fault.
It's
your fault.
Yeah, it's what it is that every year the district governor puts out a call for clubs that want to help sponsor a district conference, and it's a big event. It takes a lot of people, and we don't have a conference or a convention center here in town. So the four clubs said, "Hey, listen, we'll come together, and we will together host a conference here in town." We then sent out the word throughout the district to see if there's anybody else that was interested in doing it, and we were the ones that were selected to have that right here in our own hometown.
How'd the selection process go?
Actually, fairly quickly, matter of course.
And is it statewide?
It is.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. Once again, we're talking Rotary, and I keep hearing, and we dealt with it just a little bit earlier in the Four Way Foundation outline. Can you outline those four things for me again?
Our four-way test.
Your four-way test.
Yeah. Are we doing it? I need Tim to lead us on this.
You don't have a cheat sheet there, do
no,
you?
No, I don't. That's what's impressive. I actually remembered it start to finish. Thank you. Is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? Will it be beneficial to all concerned? And is it fun? And so we throw that one in our very own as the club. Everybody else has that same four-way test. But it's really just a great, a great check-in, great way to remind yourself before you do make decisions and things like that, whether it's going to impact yourself or impact others. I just really kind of appreciate the creed, and it kind of keeps you on the straight and narrow, you know?
All right. We have about 4 minutes left of our program here today, and I want to thank you all very much for participating and sharing with us right now. Nelson, what one thing should we take away from this program when we know about Rotary?
Oh, I only get one? How about two? Let's negotiate two.
You got 4 minutes and two people surrounding you. So.
Okay, great. One of the things that perhaps isn't well shared about Rotary is that we are very much a leadership and a personal professional growth organization. If people are looking to expand on their leadership skills, Rotary is absolutely an opportunity that you want to avail yourself to. And the other thing is that part and parcel to Rotary, we do have the Rotary Foundation, which is nearly $2 billion in its corpus today. And it's that foundation that helps put fuel in the tanks, that provides the opportunity to provide community and service projects, not only here, but of course abroad. And the money that goes into that corpus, that the Rotary Foundation, 92% goes to the actual people that we're trying to serve. So we're very efficient, very effective with how we use our money. And partly is because we're all volunteers here. We do it because we have the spirit, we have the heart for service.
All right. Tim, what should we take away from today's program? Is there anything we've missed? What's the most important thing here?
I think the most important thing is for people to get a better understanding of Rotary. And this conference gives us that ability to do that for people that haven't understood or don't really understand all that Rotary has done. For instance, I'll take you back to before COVID. People certainly will remember the Duck Derby. That was a Rotary project that raised a lot of money for this community. So,
broadcast a group right here on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, I've been 6 years, and when I say I'm in Rotaries, people still don't, what does Rotary do? So it's a constant education and reminding people of all the good things that Rotary does, as Nelson said, here in this community, but globally too.
So. All right. I want to, Cassie, I don't know if you're last in line, but you're certainly next in line here.
Well, I would say it's really important. We want to make sure, I'm the marketing person, we're going to get that website out again for people to go ahead and sign up to join us. Again, whether you are a Rotarian or you are not, this is a great community event and a celebration of all that Rotary has done for the community. So get to RotaryDistrict5110.com. And like I said, you can pick and choose all of your events from golf tournaments, wine tasting, really fun dinners, that Friday night cowboy themed, like they're saying, dress up. We have live country music, great barbecue. And then Saturday night at the Boys and Girls Club, you're going to have a little bit more of that polished, semi-formal feel. So for whatever you're looking for, we're going to have it for you. Incredible keynote speakers that, you know, you're going to walk away learning something new, feeling good, and feeling more plugged in and connected to the community. That is one more great aspect of being a part of Rotary, is you really are in on the pulse of things. So Rotary District 5110, I cannot tell you how much of a benefit and a joy it has been to my life to add that component in.
All right. Well, certainly kudos to Grants Pass, all of the Grants Pass, Josephine County Rotary Clubs, for shining a spotlight here on Southern Oregon, from our great golf course to the Rogue River to some of our great foods here and all of the great people. All right, Cassie, one more time.
Rotary District 5110.com.
All right. Everybody's invited. Grants Pass Rotary. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio.
At Les Schwab, we've been...